Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Sean Casey.
Frank Luber.
Hi, this is Tom Mark.
Rush Limbaugh.
The Sean Hannity Show.
The Mark Levin Show.
The Savage Nation is on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM.
Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
And this is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're with Tommaso Vincenzo Giuseppe Bombasuto. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Drew?
I'm freezing.
Yeah, it's a little chilly in here.
You know, Anita, she's got a heater in her little producing booth there, but we're in the icebox, I think.
She's getting back at us for criticizing her musical selection.
I think that's right. She turned the heat off in here. She put a little heater out there for herself, and here we are. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if we die in here, we won't have to worry about rotting too much, you know? Anyway, so so we're here, and we have a guest tonight. And our guest is the most popular guest, Mr. Social Security himself, the rock star of Social Security advice. And, you know, our listeners, when they hear old Mr. Social Security himself is here with us, they start calling in because they all want to. And, Nita, you should open the phone lines because Mr. Social Security himself would like to have the callers be able to get to him. And so if you want to call in, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. And he normally, the calls normally come in a little slow at first, and then they start roaring in. And so if you want to get in and ask your question, now would be the best time to call in, 410-922-6680. We'll talk about anything dealing with Social Security, SSDI, Social Security Disability Income, or SSI, Supplemental Security Income. Those are his areas of expertise. He really never worked with Medicare, so we're not going to take Medicare questions tonight. So we'll stick with Social Security, SSDI, and SSI. Mr. Social Security himself, are you there?
I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And you're in Lewis, Delaware, right?
Yes.
Yeah? Is it cold there, too, just like it is here?
It's cool, yeah. Yeah. It was beautiful yesterday.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be beautiful tomorrow, too, isn't it?
I know. It's just foggy and drizzly today. Rain.
Well, anyway, there are a few callers calling in, so we'll just wait for them to get ready so we can find out what their questions are all about. But always a pleasure to see you. We were at a seminar in Harford County teaching. You were teaching, and then I came in right after you.
Yeah. How'd it go for you?
You know, they're usually pretty bored by the time you're finished, Jack. Anyway, we'll go to Jason in White Marsh. Jason, how can we help you? Jason?
Good question. Thanks for taking the call. I know if you take Social Security 62 or 70, or there's always this crossover period they talk about where you kind of, if you delay when you make it up, and it tends to be, when I've calculated it out, around 78, 79, 80, somewhere in there you cross over and equal out. We all know what I'm talking about, right?
You'll break even around 78.
There you go.
If you take it around 70, it's usually around 91, 92, something like that.
So the question I have is, you know, when you run those numbers and you establish the break-even point, the age where you break even, that assumes that you're doing nothing with the money. And
well, some assume that and some don't. So
well,
that's the problem.
Yeah. So my question is, when I have run the numbers, let's say at eight, I'm older than 62, but I'm in between 62 and 70, so it's a real live issue for me, and I'm sure many listeners. When I run the numbers and I impart to the money I get just a 3% increase.
Well, let me complicate you a little, Jason. Jason, hold on a second, buddy. Let me complicate you a second. Did you also add the tax consequences of taking the money at 62?
Right. I don't even want to go for the moment where if you're working and you've got to give 2-for-1 back.
No. I'm not referring to that. I'm referring to the fact that, you know, Social Security is 50% to 85% taxable. So the calculation can be quite intense. And
right. I'm trying to control for all those things for the moment, for the first thing, to keep it simple, because otherwise we could spend all time on this one issue, and I know you got other people. So I just want to keep it simple. Let's say someone's retired at 62 and they have no earnings, so they don't have that 14,000 exclusion the first years and 35,000 exclusion at age 65. Forget that. Okay, just throw that out. Just getting the numbers. But when you run the simple numbers, and people say, well, your break even point's around 79 or 80, whatever it is, they don't.
And you're not factoring in the income taxes. Give me your break even so I can move on. Tell me your break even.
But why if you just sit on the money, that's one thing, you put it under the pillow, but assume that you're going to invest it at age 62, 3, 4, 5.
Jason, I have to move on. You got to make a point or I'm going to hang up on you.
Talk about that. Go ahead, talk about that.
All right, I got to move on. So, you know, I got to get some questions here. Joe, wherever. Joe, how can we help you?
Yeah, in Arnold. I'm 66, and my wife is 20 years younger than me. And
how much younger?
I took Social Security. At what point, if I pass, is she eligible to get the survivor benefits and what proportion of whatever it is that I make?
How old is she?
How much younger than you is she, Joe?
20 years younger.
Okay. Yeah, well, a widow can receive benefits at age 60.
At age 60.
They would get 71.5% of your benefit. If the widow waits till their full retirement age, which hers will probably be 67, then she can get 100% of your benefit. If she's disabled, she can start drawing widow benefits at age 50.
Okay, so she would get 71.5%, is that what you would say, at age 60?
If she took it at age 60.
Okay, so basically it would be, you know, and then it goes up from there.
And what he's saying there, Joe, is he's saying of your full retirement age benefit. So if yours is at 66, she'd get 71.5% or whatever your 66 benefit would have been. Okay?
Okay.
All right?
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, buddy, take care. We're going to Michael in Hamden. Michael, how can we help you?
Yes, I'd like to talk about Social Security.
You're breaking up on me, Michael. I'm sorry, I can't hear you right now. Can you try to find a better cell there?
Yes.
There
you
go. Yeah, I can hear you great now. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to talk to you about Social Security. I'm 70 years old, and I started collecting my retirement at 70, and I was still working. And I'm not working any longer. And Social Security, I was making, can I mention any prices on the telephone?
Sure, whatever, anything you want.
Okay, I was making $1,900 a month. And they sent me a letter saying that I was getting so much money back from the Internal Revenue that they'd have to reduce my rate. Now that I'm not working anymore, can I contact them and get back to $1,900 a month?
I have no idea what he...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about either.
You're age 70. You're drawing your Social Security, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're getting X amount of dollars a month, right?
$1,500. It used to be $1,900.
Why would it be less?
I have no idea. I'm trying to figure that out myself. I just accepted that amount that they said that, you know, they'd have to reduce it because I was getting so much back from when I did my taxes.
No, that has nothing to do with Social Security.
Were you self-employed by any chance?
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
I have to get a clarification on that. Listen, the basic rule is once you're 66, they don't care what you earn. So, and then you got delayed retirement credits because you waited. Now, if they computed the benefit incorrectly, then came back and said, uh-oh, sorry, we computed this benefit incorrectly. Your delayed retirement credits are not as much as we thought they were.
But
that's a big difference, Jack. That's hard to imagine.
Oh, I know it is because it's all computerized.
Have you ever looked at one of your old statements and compared it to what they're saying you're getting?
No, I haven't.
Well, you should go back and pull one of your old Social Security statements and compare it to what they're giving you. That's a head stumper. That's a stumper there for me because I have no idea. I would go back and question it.
Go back and question it.
You think you're stumped? I'm even more stumped.
Listen, next time I'm on the air, call back in. I want to know what happened.
Yeah. So, you know, what I would do is go to Social Security and demand that they explain to you why your benefit is not what it used to be.
And when you make the appointment to go in, ask to speak with a claims representative.
Yes.
You don't want anybody but a claims representative. They're the experts in that.
All right. Michael?
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay.
We got to take a pause, Jack, and then we're going to be right back. Mr. Social Security himself, people are lining up, 410-922-6680. You can also call the 800-922-6680 if you want to sneak in with an opportunity to get through on the lines. All right, take it away, Nick Rehack in traffic.
Well, we still have the accident southbound BW Parkway just after Fort Meade Road. The left lane is blocked. Outer loop of 695 is stop and go 95 to BW Parkway, while the inner loop of 695 is stop and go 83 to Perrin Parkway. Northbound 95 is sluggish Powder Mill Road to Route 100 and stop and go Caton Avenue to Keith Avenue. Southbound BW Parkway stop and go from the accident at Fort Meade Road down to the Capitol Beltway. And northbound 895 is stop and go through the Harper Tunnel. I'm Nick Rehack with traffic on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Drizzly out there this evening and tonight. Occasional rain showers, overcast skies, ground fog possible in places. Lows dropping down to 42. Cloudy skies continue on Thursday. On and off rain showers, a high in the low 50s. And then Friday, an increasing threat of thunderstorms. Some could be severe, a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Consulate in a foreign place is where one resides to protect and nurture others. Hi, I'm Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Money and investment management may seem foreign to you. In fact, 73% of adults agree that they could benefit from advice and answers to everyday financial questions from a professional. At the Financial Consulate, we assist people just like you to answer these financial questions you have and strive to reach your financial goals. Our highly accredited team has the knowledge and experience to protect and nurture your legacy. We do this with our trademark financial physical service and guarantee that if you are not completely satisfied, we will not charge you. Learn more about how the Financial Consulate can help you reach your financial goals and contact us at financialconsulate.com. That's financialconsulate.com.
Don't final. Go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
Imagine if the next time you painted your home was the last time you painted your home. Hi, this is Rick Mariano with Rhino Shield Baltimore. Rhino Shield is a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that's a superior alternative to paint and vinyl siding, and it comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line with Rhino Shield, you'll never have to paint again. Guaranteed. Sure, Rhino Shield will waterproof your home and lower your energy bills, but the greatest advantage is you'll never have to paint again. Rhino Shield, ceramic coating for your home or business. Call now to take advantage of our spring special, up to 20% off or 1 year same as cash. That's like using someone else's money for a year. Call us now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com.
Rhino Shield.
Today, we're either on the go and so busy or not as mobile as in our younger years. Going to the local pharmacy or sorting out our daily medications is either inconvenient or complicated. Hi, Frank Luber here. That's why I found PillPack to be a real problem solver. PillPack's online pharmacy takes care of all your medication needs, from pre-sorting your pills to managing your refills 24/7. PillPack mails free of charge all your medications every 2 weeks, so you never have to leave your home or wait in lines at the local pharmacy. The pre-sorted pills are placed in packs with a day and time printed when they are to be taken. PillPack also coordinates refills with your doctors and insurance providers. No extra charge for this. Your copays remain the same and can be paid via your credit or debit card. Just go to PillPack.com and check out the one-minute video. Then just sign up and you're in business. Right now, get a $10 discount on vitamins or over-the-counter medications by signing up today. Go to PillPack.com, that's PillPack.com, and enter the code FRANK. That's F-R-A-N-K.
PNC Bank, whatever your financial goal, PNC helps you achieve more with your premium money market account because great customers deserve a great rate. Information available at PNC.com/save more. Facing colorectal surgery, turn to MedStar Franklin Square Medical Center. They offer minimally invasive and robotic surgery for diverticulitis, colon cancer, and more. Call 410-657-5504.
Join Tom Maher every Sunday morning at 8 for Rescue Healthline, an informative program that deals with your well-being, exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So not only is she going to freeze us, she's going to bore us all at the same time. So we're going back to the lines because Mr. SS is with us, and I don't know if I should say that. That doesn't sound very good. Mr. Social Security. Richard in Baltimore, how can we do that? How can we help you?
Thank you for taking the call. I hope you can hear me. I have three questions. The first is, at full retirement age, can both spouses file and suspend Social Security in order for their spouse to receive?
Full retirement age, both spouses have to be full retirement age. One can file and suspend, and the other spouse can get spousal benefits, and then at age 70 get their delayed retirement credits.
Okay, thank you. The one receiving spousal benefits, and theirs can be suspended or hold, so at 70. Do they have to file, while they're collecting spousal benefits, do they have to file a month before their age 70, or when does that happen?
Well, they'll already be on, it should automatically kick in because they're already receiving a benefit, but I would still, a couple months before, call them.
Okay, and lastly, for any vets out there like myself and all, how do we know, is there much of any benefit for the service time they give you credit for?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Okay, how do we know if they've done that in Social Security?
Well, it's computer generated. If you took your DD-214 in there and when you applied for benefits and told them, then they would have taken credit for that.
And we're able to, I hear you, sir. We're able to do it via the phone.
Yeah, but did you tell them that you were a veteran?
Well, thank you, Mr. Davis, and enjoy Delaware. Thank you.
All right, Richard, thank you. So we're going to Bradley in Glen Burnie. Bradley, how can we help you?
Yeah, I'm wondering if I took Social Security, I'm 65 now, if I started taking it now, what's the most I can make this year?
The most you can make this year is $15,700-something.
So at the end of this year, Bradley, you're going to be 65?
$15,720. When will you be 66?
February of next year.
Okay. So if you want to start taking Social Security now, you could earn, you're allowed to earn $15,720.
Okay. And then if you earn more than that, how much do you have to give back?
You give back a dollar for every $2 you earn over the amount.
Okay.
So, like, how much do you think you'll earn?
More than that, yeah.
Okay.
Next
a
year.
Lot more than that. I don't know that it'll be worth it.
Well, no, it wouldn't be then.
No.
Next year you can earn unlimited, Bradley.
Right, that's what I heard.
All right, buddy. You take care. I'm going to Dave in Annapolis. Dave?
Yes, good evening. I've been permanently disabled in Social Security disability for the last 2 years. Previously, I worked for the post office. I have I've reached their minimum retirement age, and they've sent me a letter indicating that I can take advantage of their retirement plan. But that would only be $700 and some odd a month versus the $1,600 I get from Social Security Disability.
What are you talking about? What retirement plan?
He's talking about a company retirement plan.
Yeah, what effect would it, if I take my retirement from the Postal Service, would that have on my disability income?
Nothing. It wouldn't affect it at all.
Really?
Yep. Right. No effect.
So I could receive both Social Security, because I'm only 56, but I could receive my Social Security disability and the income from my postal retirement.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming you're on FERS, right, Dave?
Yes, I am a FERS. I'm not a CRS.
I figured it had to be FERS. But it's not workers' comp, right?
No, it's disability.
Okay, as long as it's not wages and it's not workers' comp, it won't affect your disability.
Okay. And I heard you mention something to the previous caller about being a vet and the effect on Social Security. How do you know for certain that the Social Security compensated you or you gave you credit? I was active duty from 1977 to 1983.
But military credit?
Right.
You'd have to ask them. You'd have to call them up, and they'd have to look it up for you.
Okay.
All right,
thank you very much.
All right. Good question.
Yeah, let me just say to everybody listening, I mean, you can assume that they've done everything they're supposed to be done. It's all computerized now. The key is you should always keep a list or something of what information you gave them. You know, sometimes people go in and file for benefits, and they'll never even mention they were in the military.
Oh. Yeah, there's a lot of things that are important, like if you were married before, you know, if
right.
you never had a spouse really pass away or anything of that sort. So let's go to Alex in Glen Burnie. Alex?
Who is it?
Alex.
Yes, my son retired recently and is turning 62. If he takes it now and invests it, will he make more than at the end? And if he like waits till he's, you know, later, maybe 70
investing part.
It's all life expectancy issue. It's like the first caller was trying to say, and it's there's lots of different factors. You know, the taxes he'll have to pay on it, what rate of return is he going to get on it, the cost of living increases that can happen over a lifetime and so forth. You know, the best answer to that question, Alex, is do a financial plan, a retirement plan, and determine what you need to live on and how you're going to generate that income. And Social Security is just one piece of that puzzle. So, you know, don't try to look at it as, am I going to make more money doing it this way or that way? But do it as a figuring out, how do I make this puzzle work for me the best? All right?
Thank you, sir.
Bye. All right. We're going to go to, oops, I don't know. What happened there? I don't think I can drop that one, Anita. Alex, can you do that for me? I'm going to James in Ellicott City. He's on line 4, Anita. James in Ellicott City, how can we help you? James? I can't get James now either. Let me see. James?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are. Go ahead, James.
Okay. I'm in Ellicott City. I'm 63 years old. Financially, I'm not good. And I was in a shelter, and they required me to work. At the same time, I got disability, and they required full time. So I worked full time, and then I got my disability, and I worked. I couldn't tell the ladies that hired me and forgive me full time that I got disability and could only work so many hours. Anyway, I lost my disability, and I had to pay a bunch of money back. Now, I was working, and I got my disability back. I was working part time. I could not endure working that many hours, so now they let me go, and now I have only disability, which is $795, and nothing else. And I'm 63, and I wanted to know is how can I, how much can I make? I don't want to lose my disability again. What does a person do? You can't make ends meet either way.
Hold on, James. Jack, how much can he make?
Yeah. Well, Well, they look at substantial gainful employment, they call it, and I don't have those figures up in front of me, but it's usually around between 800 and 1,000 a month. But you got to go and sit down and talk with somebody about that. You can't just arbitrarily go out and earn money because it says you can make 800, and then a year later they're going to come back and say, well, you may have made 800, but you were doing something that shows you could work 40 hours. You know, they look at everything. They don't look just at the dollar amount. They look at where you're working, what you're doing, what's your disability, how is the disability affecting what you're doing. You know, you could have somebody have no arms and no legs, and they're disabled, but they could get a job doing some kind of computer program with a pen in their mouth and hitting the keys, and they could be making $800,000, $1,200, and then all of a sudden they won't be disabled because they're earning over their limit. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need to sit down with somebody at Social Security and work it out. And the other thing is that you should have done, and it's a shame you didn't know it.
Jack?
I couldn't hear you.
We lost him. Jack?
I'm here.
No, I hear you, James. Jack?
Jack?
We lost Jack, Anita.
Oh,
I don't know how we lost him.
I don't hear what he had to say.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. When he gets back on the line after we go to a break, and we'll be right back and get that fixed. You listen in, James. He'll answer that question in a second.
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Take care. And I can't hang up on anybody, Anita. I don't know why. Anyway, you're going to have to hang up on James for me also. And we're going to go to Nick Rehack and traffic, and hopefully we'll get all these phones worked out.
We're still dealing with the accident southbound BW Parkway just after Fort Meade Road. The left lane is blocked, and that's got you backed up to Route 175. The inner loop of 695 is slow. North Charles Street to Paring Parkway, northbound 95 slow. Powder Mill Road to Route 100 and stop and go Caton Avenue to Keith Avenue. Southbound BW Parkway, stop and go Fort Meade Road to Capitol Beltway. Northbound BW Parkway, sluggish from the Capitol Beltway to Laurel Bowie Road. And northbound 895, stop and go through the Harbor Tunnel. I'm Nick Rehack with traffic on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
We'll see mostly cloudy skies out there this evening and tonight. A few rain showers are a possibility. Areas of ground fog, lows in the low 40s. On and off rain showers on Thursday. Cloudy skies otherwise, still very cool. Low 50s. Major changes on the way for Friday. Strong south winds developing. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some of the storms on Friday could be severe. Highs near 80. Back to pleasant weather, sunshine over the weekend, mid-60s, Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, stay connected with the latest news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Good evening, I'm Michael Filippelli in the 680 WCBM Maryland News Center. A prosecutor spokesman in New Orleans says millionaire real estate heir Robert Durst has been indicted on two weapons charges from his March arrest in Louisiana. His arrest related to those charges has kept Durst from being extradited to Los Angeles, where he's charged in the 2000 death of friend Susan Berman. A senior official in Iran's judiciary says a court will hear the case of a detained Washington Post correspondent when it's his turn. The official is quoted by the country's official news agency. Some teenagers get driving lessons from their parents. Other teens are taught by licensed instructors. But Malia Obama isn't your average 16-year-old. Her driving lessons were provided by the U.S. Secret Service. That's what her mother, Michelle Obama, tells celebrity chef and daytime talk show host Rachel Ray in an interview scheduled to air tomorrow. The First Lady says she hasn't driven herself in 7 or 8 years and that the armed agents who protect her family refused to let her in the car with her daughter. In downtown Baltimore, it's 48 degrees. I'm Michael Filippelli, 680 WCBM News.
A consulate in a foreign place is where one resides to protect and nurture others. Hi, I'm Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Money and investment management may seem foreign to you. In fact, 73% of adults agree that they could benefit from advice and answers to everyday financial questions from a professional. At the Financial Consulate, we assist people just like you to answer these financial questions you have and strive to reach your financial goals. Our highly accredited team has the knowledge and experience to protect and nurture your legacy. We do this with our trademark financial physical service and guarantee that if you are not completely satisfied, we will not charge you. Learn more about how the Financial Consulate can help you reach your financial goals and contact us at financialconsulate.com. That's financialconsulate.com.
From the Fox Business Network,
Stocks ending the day slightly higher. The Dow closed up 27, landing at 17,902. The NASDAQ added 40. The S&P tacked on 5. Oil prices extended their losses following word that U.S. crude inventory had its biggest one-week buildup in 14 years. More woes for Bluebell Creameries. They're widening their recall of products made at an Oklahoma facility. Pints of banana pudding ice cream tested positive for listeriosis. The Texas-based company was quick to point out that no illness linked to that product can be confirmed. Looking for Mrs. Doubtfire? No, not a film title. Police in Santa Cruz, California are searching for a bank robber who they say looks a lot like the Robin Williams title character from the 1993 film. The suspect was seen acting suspiciously in a U.S. bank branch last Friday. He's wearing a blonde wig, thick frame glasses, blue hospital scrubs, and carries a purse. With a Fox Business Report, I'm David Asman.
Hey, baseball fans, you gotta check out these super hot one-day fantasy baseball leagues at FanDuel.com. That's right, one-day baseball leagues. You can change your team any day, and with no season-long commitment, you only play when you want. FanDuel's paying out $2.5 million every day this baseball season. And right now, for a limited time, FanDuel will match every dollar you deposit up to $200. That's up to $200 free. To get it, go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and use promo code 8282. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 8282.
She just looks that whole squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats.
The vitamins, the minerals.
It's got all the stuff in it that cats really like.
You don't even have to put food with the Dynavite. She will eat the powder right out of the scoop.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog.
She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Sammy, he's 13, 14 years old and running around a little bit more. His coat is a little bit softer and shinier.
Justin's eyes sparkle more. He bats at stuff. He kind of jumps around.
Daisy and Poopy have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again.
It is just the best Dynavite for cats.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
PNC Bank. Whatever your financial goal, PNC helps you achieve more with your premium money market account because great customers deserve a great rate. Information available at PNC.com/save more.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Really good stuff there, Anita, I'm telling you. Anyway, we're going to hear what Jack had to say to James before we lost him. Jack, are you back? What was it James is supposed to do?
Is James still on the line?
No. He's listening, though. He's listening.
Okay.
He's in bated breath right now.
I'm sorry about that, and I know it's very, very, very frustrating. Okay, Social Security disability, it's two parts. One part is a medical condition that makes you disabled, and the other part is your ability to work. And I was given an example. I was going on, and then I realized I've been talking for like 10 minutes. I wasn't even on the air. I mean, you can have your arms and legs amputated, but if you've got a job doing a computer program and you're able to work the computer by using voice modulation and you're making money, then you're not disabled. So that's the first thing they look at. And when you were working, they were looking at it and saying, well, you're working, so therefore you're not disabled. And there are two things that you need to know, that if you're getting Social Security disability and you want to try to work, always make an appointment, always go in and talk to them, and tell them you want a trial work period. Then you can work 9 months, still get as much money as you want, and keep your disability. And then you can make a decision at the end whether you're going to stop the disability or not. Or they have a thing now called a ticket to work. You can be receiving your Social Security disability, and you can tell them you want to go out there and try and work, and they'll work with you on that. The worst thing anybody who's disabled could ever, ever do is just go out and get a job and think that because it's only $800 a month or $1,000 a month, they're going to be okay. It's not that simple.
Yeah. Good point, Jack. And they just called the Social Security office and set an appointment up?
Yes.
Okay.
And then talk to people. So anybody who's disabled and getting benefits. See, because that's the other thing. When you get Social Security disability benefits, Social Security was never meant for you to actually live on it. It was always just supposed to be to keep you out of poverty. So my heart goes out to anybody who's truly disabled and all the income, the only income they have is disability, because it's tough.
Yeah, and, you know, James was, he said he was 63, so he's only 3 years away from being able to earn whatever he wants to and flipping his Social Security to retirement.
Anybody who's disabled, as soon as your 66th birthday or 67th birthday, whatever your full retirement age comes, as soon as that hits, you're no longer disabled under the eyes of Social Security.
Yep.
You can go out and do whatever you want.
Anyway, Jack, we're here with Mr. Social Security himself, the rock star of Social Security advice. And if you want to call in and ask a question, we have lines open. We have three lines open, which is unusual, but I guess that phone quirk or two helped that to happen. 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. But we do have Charlene, who's been waiting patiently. Charlene, how can we help you?
Hi. I'm lucky to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
My mother is 81 years old, and she receives an inherited federal annuity through my deceased father. And I'm wondering if that's federally and state taxed.
He was CSRS pension? Is that what you mean? He worked for the federal government?
Yes.
Okay. So he started working for them back in the 50s?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Jack.
What's the question?
I think she said, is it taxable?
Is it federally and state taxed?
Yes.
It's supposed to be.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, the state will give you an exemption of up to $29,000 on her income tax return as if it were Social Security. So she can get an exemption of up to $29,000 on her state income tax return.
That's what I was wondering, and that's what I wanted to know, if there was an exemption for her age group.
And it is her age group. You have to be over 65 in the state of Maryland. And also, I'm assuming she's in Maryland, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's how it works. All right?
All right. So I just need to fill out that exemption tax sheet.
Well, yeah, if you most tax returns are done by computers now, and if you put their information in there right, it should have definitely exempted it for you. Okay, Charlene?
All right, I appreciate your help.
Mm-hmm. All right, Anita, you go ahead and cancel that one. I ain't touching the phones anymore, Anita. Anyway, Tom in Hunt Valley, how can we help Tom? Tom?
Yes.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yes, I turned 65 in September of 2014. Then I retired December the 31st of 14. I went down, applied for my Social Security and all, and I am getting it now. I got my first check in February. I am still working part-time. They told me that I was entitled to make $3,000 a month from January until August, a month before I turned 66. Is that right?
The year you turn 66, you can earn $41,880.
So that's correct.
So, yeah, I don't know the math part of what it comes out to a month. But yeah.
That number he gave us was a good one, Jack.
I like it.
That's correct, Tom. You can earn $3,500 a month approximately.
Well, that's good news. All right, thank you very much.
All right, buddy, take care. And we're going to – oops, I hung up on him there, and he didn't work, too. How do you like that? Arnold on the cell. Arnold, how can we help you?
Good. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
I just recently filed for online for tuition assistance for a school in Pennsylvania near Philadelphia. And we reported our income, and I put down my wife's Social Security income. She's disabled. She was injured. She was a school teacher and was injured on the job. And it came back as incomplete that you needed to know information. What monies, Social Security income, did my children receive in the year 2014? Now, as far as I know, the monies that all we received was from my wife. I didn't know that, I didn't see anything reported that my children received any monies during that 2014 period. So how do I respond to...
Do you have children under the age 18?
When your wife went to receive Social Security disability, all her minor children were entitled to a monthly check.
They were all entitled to a monthly check. So is that something we had to file with Social Security? We have to request that?
Yeah, you had to file for it.
Okay, so as far as this tuition assistance application goes, I can just respond that the only monies we received was from my wife because we didn't apply for any monies from my children at that time.
That's right.
Okay, so then it should be
it should be going back to proceed, you know, in their decision making without any holdup.
Well, I
guess
you're a little strange that you didn't file for the checks for the money. I mean,
no, they didn't. As far as I know, we didn't make any claim for the children. My wife was thinking that they might have been only eligible for some kind of medical coverage.
No. Anytime somebody receives Social Security disability or retirement benefits, their minor children are always entitled. Children under the age of 18, 19, if they're still in high school, they're always entitled to a benefit.
All right, Arnold, you got your answer. All right, buddy. Thank you. And we're going to Kathy in Dundalk. How can we help you, Kathy?
Hi, I just need some clarification. Jack mentioned a couple callers ago that when you're 60, if you're on Social Security disability and you attain the age of 65, 67, Social Security disability no longer considers you disabled, but they do keep your benefits coming. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So
they no longer think you're disabled. You're no longer considered disabled at your full retirement age. Everybody has a different one.
Okay, so if I'm going to be 67, but I'm getting Social Security disability, and I wanted to get a little bit of
Stop. What is your full retirement age?
I don't know. I've been on disability for 4 years, and I get...
What year were you born?
1952. I'm old.
Not old name, I am. And Drew's a lot older, I bet.
Yeah, I'm a ton older than that, Jack.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm old, too, and I can put my glasses on. All right, 1952... Yeah, that's what I thought. 66 is your full retirement age. So on your 66th birthday, you were no longer disabled.
So if I, so when I'm 66 and I want to get a little piddly job,
you can do whatever you want at 66.
And I can still get my $1,900 a month disability that I depend on?
You're not getting disability. Listen to me. Listen. People are only disabled if they're under the age of full retirement age. Your full retirement age is 66. Any check you receive prior to your birthday, age 66, you're considered disabled. As soon as you become 66, you're no longer disabled, and you can do whatever you want. You can go out and earn whatever you want.
All right, Kathy?
Okay, but I'm still going to get that.
Yes, you will.
I'm going to get it now.
Yes. Now retired. When you get your Social Security disability check, they give you what you would have gotten had you retired.
Oh, okay.
So nothing's going to change. When you turn 66, everything...
They'll send you a little letter saying you're no longer disabled, but it'll say in the letter that nothing has changed.
All right, I'm going to go to weather. And Anita's screaming at me, dude, shaking her hand. She even turned up the heat for us a little, Tom. You notice
that?
Yeah,
I noticed. It's a little warmer.
Yeah, it's got a little warmer, I think, because she's happy with us now. Anyway, we're going to the weather with Mark Thibodeau. We'll be right back, Money, Riches, and Wealth, and answer your questions on Social Security with Mr. Social Security himself. Take it away, Mark.
Drizzly out there this evening and tonight. Occasional rain showers, overcast skies, ground fog possible in places. Lows dropping down to 42. Cloudy skies continue on Thursday. On and off rain showers, a high in the low 50s. And then Friday, an increasing threat of thunderstorms. Some could be severe, a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You could be at serious risk for developing macular degeneration if the pigment in the back of your eye is low. This is Dr. Sofer at Lens and Eye. Did you know that only 2% of eye doctors even test macular pigment density? Has your pigment ever been tested? At Lens and Eye, we include macular pigment density testing as part of your comprehensive eye exam. To find out more, call us today at 410-882-2020. That's 410-882-2020 for Lens and Eye.
Drug City now offers a prescription delivery service to many areas in our community. Drug City also fills all Medicare Part D prescriptions. Plus, Drug City offers a large selection of vitamins, natural supplements, and herbs. Their natural pharmacist can help you with such disorders as sleeplessness, ringing in the ears, hot flashes, weight gain, and more. Free consultations now available. Call Dr. Mark Lichtman at Drug City Pharmacy, 410-284-2424.
Today we're either on the go and so busy or not as mobile as in our younger years. Going to the local pharmacy or sorting out our daily medications is either inconvenient or complicated. Hi, Frank Luber here. That's why I found PillPack to be a real problem solver. PillPack's online pharmacy takes care of all your medication needs, from pre-sorting your pills to managing your refills 24/7. PillPack mails free of charge all your medications every 2 weeks, so you never have to leave your home or wait in lines at the local pharmacy. The pre-sorted pills are placed in packs with a day and time printed when they are to be taken. PillPack also coordinates refills with your doctors and insurance providers. No extra charge for this. Your copays remain the same and can be paid via your credit or debit card. Just go to PillPack.com and check out the one-minute video. Then just sign up and you're in business. Right now, get a $10 discount on vitamins or over-the-counter medications by signing up today. Go to PillPack.com, that's PillPack.com, and enter the code FRANK, that's F-R-A-N-K.
Water seeping through your basement walls?
Call B-Dry Waterproofing.
Basement? Damp and musty?
Better call B-Dry.
Or how about puddles ruining your crawl space?
I'm telling you, call B-Dry.
Since 1958, hundreds of thousands of customers have trusted B-Dry to permanently end their damp basement and nasty crawl space problems. There's a reason why our B-Dry locations offer a lifetime warranty. Because the patented B-Dry system works. Be one of the next 50 people to call and save up to $500. Call 410-657-5617 or visit bdry.com. That's BDRY.com. And mention the code word SPRING to schedule a free inspection and qualify for our $500 spring discount. That's bdry.com. BDRY.com. Your problems will only get worse over time. Trust B-Dry's proven experience and ironclad warranty to protect your family for life. For all your basement and crawl space leaks,
call B-Dry today. And you'll be dry tomorrow.
What sets Maypro apart from other cleaning companies? Well, for starters, we're pros. So we're pro scrubbing, dusting, shining. We're pro kid and pet friendly. We're pro doing things your way, like not touching your messy desk. We're pro neat freak. We're pro affordable and pro Monday afternoons because that time was just right for you. In short, Maypro is pro you. Maypro. Because your standards aren't standard.
PNC Bank, whatever your financial goal, PNC helps you achieve more with your premium money market account because great customers deserve a great rate. Information available at PNC.com/save more.
Listen Sundays at 9 a.m. for Radio Mass of Baltimore, the live liturgy of the Sunday Mass from St. Ignatius Church in downtown Baltimore. And again at 6 p.m. for a rebroadcast. Following the Mass, stay tuned for a message from the Archdiocese of Baltimore on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home,
we're
to you,
back.
I find the things that you do will make me.
I think she's making fun of tax guys.
Uh-huh. Well, she must be watching you at the office, working
right.
Hard.
Anyway, yes, Jack.
I looked up the substantial gainful amounts for disabled people. If you receive a Social Security disability and you earn $1,090 a month, it should not affect your Social Security disability, but I underline the word should.
And reiterate, you're better to just go and meet with Social Security,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Good point, Jack. Anyway, we're here with Mr. Social Security himself. We have time for maybe two or three more callers. We have one on the line with Tim in Delaware. We'll be with you in 1 second if you want to get on. Your first couple callers, we'll be able to get your call and answer at 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask Mr. Social Security himself a question. Tim in Delaware.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Yeah. Where are you, Tim? Where in Delaware are you?
Well, I'm in Middletown, Delaware.
Middletown. All right. Mm-hmm. Jackson Lewis.
Yes.
Well, listen, I'm in over my head in a situation. I need some guidance. I've got a kind of a difficult situation. I'm helping out some neighbors in my neighborhood. Dad passed away years ago. Mom and adult son both have some severe mental health issues. And it's gotten so bad that mom is going off to, like, an assisted living situation. Okay, so now what to do with the son? He's 27 years old. He's got...
Was he disabled before the age of 18?
I don't know if he's classified disabled or not. I know he sees a psychiatrist. He's never been able to hold... He's never had a job. Mom coddled him his whole life. he's not capable of functioning in society, and I don't even know where to go with this thing, you know?
He's probably entitled to SSI.
How do I, where do I begin? I mean, what, he said that he tried to get...
You have to make an appointment to go to a Social Security office.
Right, well, he said he tried a few years ago to do that on his own, and they shot him down because he had too many assets. And I said, well, what do you have in your name? He said, a car. I mean, what is he allowed to have, or what's he not allowed to
You're
have?
You're allowed to have $2,000 or less. You're allowed to have one house and one car.
Okay. Well, the house is being sold to pay for mom's needs, so now he's going to be homeless as well.
He should be eligible.
Okay.
But it's only going to be about $700 or $800 a month, right, Jack?
$733 a month.
Yeah. You know what, though? That might pay for a little apartment for him or something. That would be a help.
Yeah.
So, but now you said he's going to be limited to like $1,090 a month on earnings on top of that?
No. That's for disabled people getting Social Security. We're talking about SSI.
And SSI, he can make about $400 or $500 a month, right?
Yeah. What they do with SSI is they don't stop your disability SSI check if you work. They just subtract it dollar for dollar from how much you're getting a month.
Okay. So anything above what number?
How much can he make if without any subtraction?
SSI is welfare, and so they're going to give you the max $733 a month. But if he goes out and gets a job earning $1,000 a month, well, then he won't get the $733.
Oh, gotcha. So if he made $733, it would be zero.
Huh?
It hurts dollar for dollar against you.
Yeah, because okay. It's welfare.
Okay.
All right, Tim.
Okay. Well,
I hope it works out for you, buddy.
I appreciate it, and it's going to be a tough one for me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Appreciate you doing that for him, though. Anyway, we're going to Elaine in Baltimore. Elaine, how can we help you?
Yes. My husband is deceased, and I receive a check from his pension, and I am retired, and I receive a pension check also. And I want to know, am I entitled to his Social Security?
For sure. What kind of a, well, wait a minute. Are you getting a federal pension?
Yes. I worked for the U.S. Postal Service.
No, you're not entitled. Well, you're entitled, but you probably wouldn't get anything.
Well, were you CSRS?
Yeah, I'm not inferred.
Were you CSRS?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'd be entitled, but it'd be reduced by 80% of your pension.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. All right, then. Thank you.
But don't just say, you know, make an appointment and go in. You know, make sure it's you know, let them do the math.
You might get a couple $100 a month for all you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
all
like
right.
to say on the phone, all don't right. do anything. I'm just giving you a rule of thumb here. You know, because
mm-hmm.
you're CSRS, it is reduced.
All right, Elaine. Good call.
Thank you.
Bye. And we're real quick. We're going to Jenny. Jenny, real quick. We only got a minute.
Okay. I am I turned 65 in June. I am gainfully employed with a group health insurance. My husband is retired and on my plan. Do I have to apply for Medicare Part A now, or do I wait until I am retiring?
Yeah, you can take Part A now, but you refuse Part B until you're retired.
So I need to apply now for Part A.
But refuse Part B. Do you understand?
Yes, refuse Part B. Yes, correct.
Right.
All right, Jenny.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And let's see if we can get this last one. Hello. Oh, hello. Goodbye. Come on, Anita. What are we going to do with you?
All right. In the 2 seconds. Back to Tom's question.
Go ahead.
Jack, you said with the guy that could earn up to $41,880, can he do that even in the 8-month period, or is it pro rata, you know, the monthly rate?
It's always prior to your full retirement age. That's how much you can earn.
Right. Okay. So he could actually probably earn $5,000 for over that 8-month period.
Yeah, that's what I said. I can't do the math. All I can give you is the figure amount
right.
that you're allowed to earn beginning in January of the year you become full retirement age. So say your birthday's in February, then in January you could earn $41,000 and still get a check.
Yes.
I got to run, Jack.
Yep.
Jack, say goodbye.
It's exciting.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Jack.
Talking, everyone.
Great talking to you. It's Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Stay connected with stimulating talk and breaking news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore. and WCBM.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler.
I want to put it behind me.
Boston Marathon bombing victim...